Thought I'd record an audio boo. As usual, I'm in the woods with Poppy. I'm deeper into the woods than when I normally start an audio boo, but I've just called my dad. It's his birthday today, 70. So I just wished him happy birthday and stuff and had a quick chat. He's away in Wales and seeing my sister and her kids and stuff. They're having a week break there, and I thought I'd do an audio boo, really, because I've not done one for a while, and I tend not to do them when I'm like in a certain type of depressed state. Sometimes depression's quite intense. Other times it just is a feeling of lifelessness, and that's kind of where I'm at the moment. So, yeah, last thing I feel like usually doing is an audio boo. But I spoke to my dad, and like, you know, I actually have a very little conversation apart from with my wife, and if I get onto my game servers communication software. So I guess just a phone call gets me out of that and starts me talking, and makes audio being feel more natural. Kind of important to me that I keep them up, obviously, because I want this diary and I want to be able to hopefully one day be much, much better and listen back and understand things and learn from it and stuff. But I think half the problem is just, you know, and the reason why I need to keep a diary is because I'm sort of an expert at denial. I'm an expert at feeling external. This is the bit where I slipped before. I better take care here. There's no sticks or anything to hold on to. Okay. Made it, Pops. Kind of an expert. Something I learned in my career, which is just to be able to think outwardly that everything's all right, and say and look like everything's all right. It was kind of helpful when I was a negotiator, but trying to hold down a stressful job. But I don't think it's massively helpful recovering from my mental breakdowns. It's almost one denial stacked on top of another, and a lack of recognition by me of some things, which may or may not hinder my progress. Who knows? My progress is much slower than I imagined it would be when I first had my first mental breakdown. My brain only feels like it functions fully when I'm focused entirely on one thing. Almost, well, not almost, you know, to the level of obsession. So that was good and rewarding when it was Love Fresh, and it was kind of rewarding at times in my career, but in the current state I'm in, you know, Love Fresh hasn't panned out as I'd hoped, and I've not done it any favours because of my mental state. It's hard. It's hard because of various things, but just little things. When the website keeps going down, not the app. The app's hosted separately, and Jeff keeps that running really well. But the front page is hosted on my dedicated server, and that keeps going down. And I don't know why. None of my friends who admins on the community seem to be able to work it out. So I get a message saying that the RAM's been in use overflowing for 30 minutes, and other admins think it's a hardware error. Anyway, it's just something that I can't deal with very well when it happens, because I don't have the technical nous to deal with servers, really, remote logins and running Linux and stuff. So I'm sure I could put my mind to it. In fact, in the past I've been quite competent at those things, but as I say, my mind's a very one-track mind, and once it veers off that track, it's sort of you know, doesn't have the GPS necessary to get back on it. So I'd kind of have to just go with the flow of my mind, and I've tried all kinds of things to self-medicate, maybe, you know, smoking weed at times and thinking that was going to be a fix or some sort of self-medication of benefit, because it seemed to make me able to focus and able to feel relaxed about stuff and able to enjoy myself. But ended up just feeling like a thing that was not helpful, and in fact, or rather the guilt of doing something that, you know, I know isn't good for you necessarily, or isn't exactly good for you. The guilt was worse than any benefits, so stop that. And even smoking cigarettes, I don't do that anymore. I just vape, obviously. I've been vaping for a while now, 3 months at least, I think. It's kind of cool, but much better than smoking cigarettes. Definitely feel less wheezy, although you wouldn't guess that from my audio booze through the woods. But yeah, I kind of don't ever want my brain to relax at the moment, because it's so docile from some of the meds the doctors have me on, that any further kind of sedative effect is just really not wanted. And have enough trouble waking up after any amount of sleep on the pills that I'm on. You know, often I'll wake and I won't really mindfully wake for at least 6 hours. And then, of course, the temptation is not to take the next one, because you know that just means there's another bedtime ahead that's going to leave you in the same frame of mind. I can't believe that recovery needs to encompass just being a zombie. And it's something I'll need to talk to the doctor about, because it's certainly an effect of the meds I'm on at the moment, is that I feel like a bit of a zombie. The only thing, as I've talked about before, the only thing that seems to wake me from it is the stimulation of playing strategy games on my computer online. But much as they're fun, I don't think they're providing a long-term fix for my mental health issues. And again, with such an obsessive personality, a one-track mind, it's hard to do anything that might be more useful, like getting out in the garden, planting seedlings for veg and that kind of thing, when I'm so sort of polarised on esports and gaming. Doesn't mean I'm still just as polarised on it, to be honest with you, but in many ways I feel like it's just an excuse not to wallow in any kind of self-pity, because I can use my mind elsewhere. So it's kind of got its benefits, but I don't think it's fixing me, if you know what I mean. I still have the same feelings on a regular basis of worthlessness and, you know, disbelief that my wife could possibly want to be with me, because I'm not able to bring an income in, and I'm not who I was when she met me and when she married me. That's quite a hard thing to deal with. Personally, I'm sure it's just as hard for her, although she's lovely, you know, she's always there for me and always part of the team. I don't feel like I contribute to the team like I was, and I don't know, I guess, like, being 40 didn't seem to have any negative effect on my psyche. Being 41, turning 41 last week, I guess I just feel like this goes on, and, you know, I hear about her friends doing things and what they get up to in life, and I just think, well, surely she can't put up with me for much longer. She doesn't say that, you know, she appears to, well, I guess she loves me, but, I don't know, it's weird, it's a weird feeling. I love her to pieces, you know, I love her more than I only love her, I love anyone, and it's just something that it's also hard to get your head around. Well, if that's the case, why can't you be more functional and do more to make her happy? And yeah, that's a source of endless frustration, because the fact is I can't do enough to make even myself happy. And yeah, it's hard anyway, it's pretty hard to get your head around. I don't know, it's not something I do very well. But, you know, getting out with Poppy's a good thing. from generic good thing. I mean, if I get out with Poppy, then she doesn't have to get out with Poppy, and at least I get out, as opposed to what can happen, which is days without leaving my back door, you know, not even feeding the chickens, leaving that to Claude, and she's got a stressful job. That's quite ridiculous when you think about it, but it's like there's so many little small things I can do to make her life easier and less stressful, and really, why not do them? Well, you know, well, there is no logical answer to why not do them. It's a case of avoiding that feeling of brain collapse when you go to do something that isn't just being polarised on something. Just being completely focused on something. And, you know, I'm told that I can't go and pursue any creative ideas I may have because they're inevitably I'll become completely obsessed with them and that could jeopardise my recovery. But that's frustrating, because that's the kind of stuff that fires me and makes my brain jump and gives me pleasure. It's just, I mean, in fact, some of the ideas I have these days are just inhibited by the mere fact that I'm pretty much, you know, not, I don't think I'm agoraphobic fully anymore. I'm out in the woods now, but I've had panic attacks in so many different places that I have associations with them and try and avoid them. And that even includes now, you know, places around here as opposed to London where this all started. So, I know from the woods where I've also had a panic attack or two that getting back there and just enjoying it and seeing the leaves at different stages of growth in the year, seeing the wildlife change throughout the year, that kind of observation and just simple pleasure is really healthy for me and really does me good. I very rarely regret coming out to the woods. I very rarely feel anything but great when I get back because I've actually done something good. You know, I've fully exercised Poppy. Don't get me wrong, she always gets exercise, but like I say, I leave it to Claude sometimes and then just feel guilty for a day or so. Or longer as it accumulates. Dunno, like I say, I've cut everything out that I thought could be no good for me apart from fizzy pop. You know, that's my biggest vice, is I suppose full fat Coca-Cola and Monster energy drinks, because they are just about the only thing that wakes my brain up to the point of feeling stimulated. And counteracts the medication they have me on. But yeah, I don't drink, I don't smoke. And yet I don't feel virtuous or particularly healthy for that, like I thought goody two-shoes was supposed to. Yeah, all of these things in life, I guess, most of your conceptions of them are, perceptions of them rather, are based on some kind of constructed set of emotions or thoughts or feelings. The reality is that, you know, all of that stuff, booze and smokes or whatever, they don't really change who you are. They just put you on a certain level for however long, to varying degrees with certain side effects. And yeah, at least without them, I know they're not influencing me. So at least I'm kind of pure, I suppose. Yeah, that's fairly random. I don't know what I'm really saying on this boo, but I'm just talking because I don't talk all that often. I try and join the voice server at the game and play stuff, but even that can be hard, you know, because I'm playing games with normally minded people and they aren't, and I wouldn't want them to be like uber on guard of my mental state, so they're just going to be like gamers are and be competitive at times and be frustrated when they lose and all of those things, that have a fairly profound effect on me, considering they shouldn't, and in terms of the sort of magnitude that they actually have. My perception of them is never close to what a normal person would perceive them as. And if everyone I'm playing a game with has a terrible game and feels in a bad mood, then it can pretty much finish me off for the night. You know, I tend not to get as frustrated with the game because I'm just thrilled that my brain's working. But I don't want to hang around and make them even more depressed by being me, you know. So that makes it harder to even think about joining the voice channel sometimes. And when I do, it's a step that's positive, you know, socialising. If I manage to make it to the shop, like I'll go and buy some Monster Energy from the local shop, and I can manage a bit of conversation in there. Usually I'm quite good at conversation, and I still am, you know, in small numbers of people. But I always notice that after 5 minutes of chatting or whatever, I feel beads of sweat on my forehead and suspect I'm rising to some sort of panic. And maybe I'm not, maybe it's just normal, maybe it's hot in there. But I tend to just exit the situation at that point, so I don't know. Yeah, I'd love to pursue one. I mean, I still have creative ideas, but really they're overshadowed by the fact that, you know, I've tried to pursue a dream of something creative that I had a vision for that failed, mainly because that vision didn't really take into account any form of making money. It's just not, when you've been through the sort of things I've been through now, money just becomes something that you have to live, but you know doesn't offer any happiness or any improvement in your health, so it becomes so much less important. And to me, the idea of a connected food network worldwide that was empowered and could share stuff and get restaurants contacting them direct and letting their customers know what they're making. I just saw this happy nirvana of local food producers all feeling great and feeling connected and feeling like who needs the supermarkets, meaning that the supermarkets had to treat them better and the supermarkets would improve for it and we'd all benefit. It wasn't any idealism based on animal rights or food rights or any kind of green issue. It was simply the idea that I cherish local artisans and local food producers, or just local hardworking people. Not, I use the word local, I mean people, and their ability to provide for each other. And it's something that without a connected network is kind of pushed to the wayside in favour of a perceived convenience of a supermarket where, you know, I don't know how much better everyone's quality of life would be as if they just, instead of spending an hour and a half in the supermarket, spent 2 hours once a week just popping into their local places with people that really care for what they're doing and aren't feeling screwed by some corporation, are feeling fairly treated and fairly remunerated for their efforts. Yeah, so that drove me, and yeah, to my cost, I suppose, because it led me to almost push away money-making possibilities. And the reality is that without the money-making possibilities, the dream dies. So, because there's the realities of people needed to do that sort of thing. I don't know how to change that, really. Every other idea I keep having is always crap when I analyse it against how much money it could make. It might feel great in terms of the effect it could have on human behaviour or weekly routines or whatever, but yeah, monetizing is never written really right there in my head, and I guess I'd need to find someone who was a business manager to point to say, stamp their foot and say, this is what you do, we need to do this, this and this to make this a viable thing. And I'm personally incapable of thinking like that, and it's a flaw I need to admit in myself. Oh, I think I'm running out of time. Yeah, I have 15 seconds left, so I'm just rambling anyway, but yeah, and I'm rambling through the woods, so I'll sign off, at least I've updated my diary, and we'll do again as soon as possible.